Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm hanging out here with you, being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a busy night. It's been a busy Tuesday as I bring you closer to Wednesday morning. How about that? You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And it's been a lot of Rodgers and a lot of Jackson. We talked about Tom Brady. He's like, listen, I'm hanging out at home with my family. My daughter got a kitten. Don't expect for me to unretire. We just played you some audio right before the break. Pau Gasol had his number retired from the Los Angeles Lakers. Good for the Lakers. They just beat the Memphis Grizzlies. And so it's been a busy day. Lamar has dominated, knowing that he's on that non-exclusive tag. He can go ahead and negotiate with other teams who apparently don't want to negotiate with him. Aaron Rodgers got a bunch of New York Jets, well, basically everybody worth a damn with the Jets visiting him, trying to convince him to come play for the Jets. And how about this? I guess this is buried a little bit. Daniel Jones, he got a contract. I think that was to be expected. There is a New York football team that has a quarterback to a deal, not the Jets. It's Daniel Jones, 4 years, $160 million. Daniel Jones, we heard it. He wants $45 million. He wants this. He wants that. And they found like a happy medium. You think about the type of money that quarterbacks are going to be demanding and commanding. When Joe Burrow and Herbert start getting $55 million per year, Daniel Jones, 40, sitting along with Dak Prescott, is not gonna look all that crazy. And so I think it's commensurate to what it is. I originally thought he'd be in that range of 32, 35, but with the salary cap going up and just everybody getting even more money than that, I think there's nothing wrong with Daniel Jones clocking 40. The New York Giants have said they like him. They wanted him back at the end of the season. His own head coach, Brian Daboll, he praised him, and he talked about Daniel Jones in the past tense, but he's not going to have to do that too much anymore. Take a listen to this.
He's done everything that we've asked him to do as an offensive staff, and he's done a really good job with, you know, operating and executing our offense. I think he's made strides in a lot of different areas. Certainly we could all make strides and more, but he's been a good leader for us, played the quarterback position well for us, and I'm happy we had him.
Yeah, well, now Daniel Jones will be with the squad for at minimum 4 more years, unless they decide to cut him earlier than that, of course. And Saquon Barkley, he's been hit with the franchise tag at $10 million. They still have, let's just say, more time to give him a longer-term deal. So the New York Giants are just kind of moving on ahead. The New York Jets are looking for their quarterback. The Ravens are trying to hold on to theirs. if anybody else wants him, and it doesn't seem that way so far. And so it's been a busy, busy day in the NFL, and we can all expect the Lamar Jackson story's been rolling for like 2 years. It's going to keep rolling longer than that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Charles. He's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charles?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Well, if it's true that the there's no other offers for Lamar Jackson, then why are the Ravens fan base surprised that the Ravens are not going to give him this $200-plus million guarantee? I mean, no top receivers wants to come here. It's not like the Ravens haven't tried. I mean, even Juju took less to go to Kansas City with less years than what if he took the contract the Ravens offered him. So Lamar's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's above average pass at best. And I'm not shocked at all that the Ravens decided not to give him that guarantee that he wants.
Okay. Neither am I. I hear you, Charles. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. I can't disagree. They've been trying to negotiate and come to a deal for 2 years. We can look back the last summer at what, you know, Deshaun Watson got, what he received. But even at the same time, let's be real. They didn't try to give him a deal when Deshaun Watson was there. It didn't start there. We got to go back even further than that. 855-212-4CBS. Kurt is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kurt?
JR, I have to respectfully disagree with you about Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers should stay in Green Bay, where he has some continuity with his head coach. And hopefully his GM will think about getting him another wide receiver. And I would ask, if I was Aaron Rodgers, I'd ask him to try to see if he can't get that wide receiver from Ohio State.
Wait. Why do you think it's a good idea for Aaron Rodgers to return to Green Bay when, A, it's very clear from the Gutekunst's mouth that they're pretty much ready to move on from him? When Aaron Rodgers, it's been reported that, you know, he's ready to move on. He's already speaking to the Jets. What makes you think it's a good idea for him to stay in Wisconsin?
Because of the continuity that he has with his head coach.
No. Given what I just told you and everything that has
again.
Given everything that's taken place, his general manager saying it's time for the backup to play, given the fact that he's already meeting with another team, why would it be a good idea for him to return back? That's like you can't erase recent history.
I don't have an answer to that question.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, JR.
No doubt about it. Well, I mean, what do I say after that?
It's very civil.
Yeah. It's like, It's like somebody kicks you out the house. Hopefully that's not something you've ever experienced. But it's like getting kicked out the house and being told, hey, don't come back for a week. And you just, you're standing outside like nothing just happened. Like, no, the world don't work that way. Sorry. Mark is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Good evening, sir.
To you as well.
Thank you. I have to say this is a great idea for Aaron Rodgers to go to New York. Massive media market. I'm rooting for the story. I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenally entertaining. Whether he plays great or poorly, I think it'll be fantastically fun to watch.
Okay. I mean, you in the same boat as me. Disaster plus it's like going to the movies to see – you saw Transformers, Mark?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you ever seen an action movie?
Oh, of course. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just like, entertaining, right?
Yeah, it's like watching stuff get blown up.
Exactly. And sports are just a distraction and entertainment. So now we'll have entertainment. I mean, he's phenomenal on the field. Your points are all absolutely correct. He's better than anything else, any other option, I believe, that they have. So they'll be better on the field with him, probably. but they'll certainly be entertaining. I'll be watching the highlights every day, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I mean, well, the bar is set pretty low for the Jets, which is, you know, why I think it's worth a damn. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, this man is a wild card. We don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Like, he said he went on a whole darkness thing, and now he's taking the next steps. He should have took the New York Jets with him. He should have went in a darkness retreat at the same time. What do we have to wait so damn long for? 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing today?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, what are the chances of Lamar Jackson going to the Dolphins?
Unfortunately, it's been reported that the Dolphins are one of the teams that don't have no interest in him.
But they need somebody, man. They got Hill, Waddle. They got people to throw to, but, you know, they need somebody. Jeez.
Well, maybe they believe that Tua Tagovailoa is going to stay upright.
Okay, so now, then ask me this question.
Yes.
What are the chances of that happening, Tua being healthy enough to play a whole nother season?
I think the odds are low on that, which is why I think the Dolphins will look to a contingency that doesn't include having a trade for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't understand it. I mean, all these teams that really need a quarterback, it's just like Kaepernick. You know, he's out there, he's jockeying for a job, and no one wants to hire him. You know, why not? I mean,
I think that ship has come, it's sailed, it's left, it's docked, it's gone.
Well, yeah, that part I understand because he'd have sat out from the football for so long. You know, it's a wrap, you know. But, you know, how can you let Lamar Jackson? I mean, can you imagine if he did go to the Dolphins, what kind of team they would have?
Yeah, I think in the short term, I think one of the concerns there as well is like every other place. I don't care what NFL team it is. You're going to look at Lamar Jackson and you're going to think about how long or how often he, even himself, is going to be healthy, how long he's going to be available. It's a tricky proposition to, you know, hand out big money to any quarterback. Daniel Jones was hurt prior to this year. Like, people were worried about, it's like, oh my God, did Daniel Jones have just mystery neck surgery? Like, what's the deal with his neck? He has a scar on his neck. What happened? Yeah, I had a procedure on my neck. Whoa. Okay. And Daniel Jones this past season, he ran for more than 700 yards on the ground. Is that what you want your quarterback doing? I mean, Saquon Barkley nicknamed him Vanilla Vic. I don't know if I want him out there 700 yards. You just want this dude to get his ass whooped. If you got a clear lane, man, please go for it. But then remember to slide. Sometimes Daniel Jones is out there trying to, you know, goon dudes out the way. It's like, man, we need you for the next play. What you doing? Let Saquon Barkley take the ass whoopings. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. George is calling from Wisconsin.
Yo, hey, it's not so much that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want the Jets. Aaron Rodgers wants to go to a Super Bowl, and he's not going to make it with the Jets, okay? I'd say he should go back to, he should go to San Francisco. Give us one of your quarterbacks, even a hurt one, and turn him loose. Let Love go. Get him a slappy to back him up before one of them guys gets healthy.
That's not rooted in reality. To just say let Love go. Slow down. Why are you, George?
I'm jacked up on caffeine, bud. Yeah.
Okay, well, please slow down.
All right.
Thank you.
Slow him down.
Jeez. Can I get a sentence out? I'm okay now, George?
Go ahead. It's your show.
Gutekunst made it clear they're ready to see Love. If I'm the 49ers and I have Purdy and I have my own, I don't really call him rookie because Trey Lance, he still is on his rookie deal. If I got young options, why do I just want to go ahead and do?
Well, aren't they both hurt? for the first.
Well, thank you, George. I mean, damn. It's not about what are they? Aren't they both hurt? No, Trey Lance should be eligible and fine. Trey Lance is going to have an opportunity to start the season and ball out and keep Purdy at bay. And so I understand it if you want to think about it from a Packers perspective. And why would you? What does it matter? They're both unproven to a certain degree. Whether it's Love or Lance or Purdy, Purdy's had the most success because we've seen him. So what do you? You just want Purdy and you want to drop Love? Like, this is not Madden. And unless Aaron Rodgers spoke to you, hey Shep, do you think he's in Aaron Rodgers' inner circle?
I'm gonna guess no one is in Aaron Rodgers' inner circle, maybe except for like Aaron Rodgers these days. He doesn't trust anybody. He didn't even do Pat. Correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't do Pat today.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see anything.
That's in every two. You figure if Aaron Rodgers wants to capitalize on this attention, he's doing Pat McAfee today, or I should say Tuesday on the East Coast.
I guess he was busy with the organizing flight plans with the New York Jets.
I understand that, but I mean,
are you sad?
This is, JR, to the last caller's point, before he got really, really amped up, was he's right. This is just a ploy to get the Packers to say, look how many teams I can get to be at my beck and call and fly first class, and all the principal players in the New York Jets organization will move heaven and earth just to meet with me. You know you want me for one more year.
I don't think any of that crap matters anymore.
You don't think that's a little bit of a show and a little bit of a chess game with the Packers, what he's doing with the Jets?
I don't think that the man doesn't know what he wants to do for 2 years. And this he's into himself. And so from an ego perspective, yes, I do. But ultimately, I think it's time for everybody to move on. Like, what good does he have? Oh, I'm the New York Jets are kissing my ass. Like, he's all over the damn place in the first place. And so whether it's the New York Jets, who else is going out there to kiss his ring? The Raiders?
Jer, I know you've answered this before. Just a question for clarification from my standpoint.
Yes.
If you just look at 2023, we know he's still under contract with the Packers. This year alone, who gives you the better chance to go to a Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love?
Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers.
So why can't the Packers just swallow their pride, understand they made a bad deal to begin with when they gave him that 5-year deal last year, when they felt like they were on no, you know, under options, and Jordan Love just wasn't the answer, although he showed things this year, which is surprising.
Look, we can all kumbaya and think that it's a possibility, because it is a possibility. It's not thrown out of the window. I don't think all of this is just performance art. Could it be? Could everybody wake up and go, oh, we're better off just sticking around and staying together? There comes a point in time, I think, in any relationship, I don't care if it's a professional relationship or personal relationship, where it's just not worth the headache anymore. Like, we can look at it from the outside looking in. We're not in the building dealing with the headaches and the complaints and the day-to-day and the media and the contracts. Like, this is what they have to do every day. This is what they've had to do every day for the past 3 years. If they felt so strongly that they were going to go ahead and move forward, I don't think they'd even put it out there to allow him to speak to another team. It's not like Aaron Rodgers can just wake up and go, hey, I'm talking to the Jets. It doesn't work that way. The Packers have to help organize that. So I think there's enough there to say that this is done. Is it a possibility that they all say, oh, my God, I'm going to miss you. Oh, I'm going to get... We see people do that in their everyday romantic dating relationships. People break up, and they go, oh, well, we'll date other people. And then they come back, and then they're still miserable. And then they do the same garbage back and forth until they can't stand each other. Is that here for the Packers? Probably, possibly, maybe. I don't think so. If the fans are sick of it in Green Bay, if I'm sick of it, I couldn't imagine having to be someone in the building to help facilitate. There comes a point where it's just like, okay, enough is enough. And you got to move on. Because you do this for one more year, then you do it for another year. And it's just like, well, damn it, how much hair does everybody still have before you want to just rip it out your head? It's tough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to get some more of your calls, and I'm going to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week. This guy is actually tough, I think. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's not even the working out portion. Like, to me, you grade them off the tape. You know.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I got to tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I got to tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to be honest here, folks. The hell is this? We got so much talk about the quarterbacks coming through. I saw this story today and I had to go, well, is it a big deal? I feel like people are watching anyway. Amazon Prime is going to stream an NFL game on Black Friday for free. You don't have to have Amazon. You can just go on and watch it for free. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Anyone who already has Amazon is going to watch. And if you don't, you just go and download it to watch that singular game. I would think most people who would even bother maybe already subscribe to the service. It's, I don't know. People are going to be shopping on Black Friday and just buying stuff on Amazon. So I guess they're trying to suck in folks, but I really believe if you're an NFL fan, you watching already. And so this is small potatoes here. Shep, you use Amazon?
I do, of course.
Well, I don't know. You don't have it doesn't have to be of course.
Well, I mean,
everybody doesn't use Amazon. Everybody don't use Amazon.
Well, it makes shopping a whole lot easier.
Yeah, it does, but not everybody. A lot of people still want to do brick and mortar. I don't know.
That's fair. I mean, Amazon Prime, I mean, you know, you got to check it out once, right?
Shut, man. I don't know what I know. I have Amazon. I use it.
Right.
But I don't know how much. You know how many stupid things are these things I pay for?
Too many is the answer. That's a short answer, yeah.
It's like HBO, Amazon. Like, all of this, whatever. If NFL fans want to watch football, I think they've already figured out how to do so.
Agreed.
I'll tell you what I'm more excited about. The fact that Sunday Ticket will be on YouTube. Because DirecTV, my God, what a disaster that was. To have a satellite company delivering an NFL football feed. They had to refund me money a good portion of the season because the crap didn't work. Like, DirecTV don't need to handle no video stream. It's in a perfect place now with YouTube. Because if there's a company on planet Earth that understands how to distribute video digitally, it would be YouTube. I don't think I'm going to have concerns about crashes and interfaces. Good riddance to DirecTV. Goodbye. Thrilled about that. Care less about Amazon and their Friday game. I couldn't even tell you. I'm probably on vacation. Was there a football game on Black Friday this past year?
I couldn't even tell you. Could not even tell you, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's NFL games every day
now. But, I mean, don't they own enough days of the week in this country? I mean, they really got to rub it in our noses and have seven.
So we have NFL football on Sunday, we have Monday, we have Thursday, we have Friday with Black Friday. At the end of the season, we get NFL games on Saturday. Yeah, I guess we got every day that we gonna get.
Jared, I don't think they're going to play football on Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't think we've had a Friday NFL game before.
They didn't do Black Friday? Yeah, they have.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I've heard about it, I feel like, for 2 years.
Yeah, because they know how to promote. That seems like all they want to do these days. But I don't think we've ever had a Black Friday, I don't think we've ever had a Black Friday game in the history of the sport.
We didn't have a Black Friday. This is going to be the first time?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, yep. The first Black Friday NFL game will stream for free on Prime Video.
See, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, the first ever Black Friday game. Whatever. Oh, I'm looking at I know a bunch of these people. Good for them. Oh, this is so nice. Turner Sports, they're honoring all of the women here because, what is this, Women's History Month and Women's Appreciation Day. And I'm watching some of my former coworkers here at Turner. Everybody's getting roses. Good for them. Good for them. I know a lot of these people. Hey, Shep, what are we doing? Can we give Amy a rose? Where's Amy at?
We'd love to give. You know, you know what? She's back. She's not in the studio right now. She's probably doing prep in a side studio production there. But I will make sure I pass along to you. Or I can literally just get her right now and put her on air if you want, JR.
Yeah, let's get Amy in here. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask. I'm
going to get a call and let's get Amy. Absolutely.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to someone who's not a woman. It's Percy from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? I love you, dude, man, because you kicked the knowledge.
Thank you.
As far as Aaron Rodgers, man, come on, man. Keep it 100, man. That dude, if I'm the Jets, I'm not signing him, man. Is you nuts? You're going to mess up your cap, you know?
They would adjust their cap, so we can move on to another.
Well, you
point.
Can adjust all that, but my point is, I wouldn't even waste my time with him, man, because he'll be there, what, 2-3 years, and still ain't got your franchise quarterback. So, nah, that's a bad decision. You got GMs making millions of dollars, and they act like they ain't got common sense. Come on, man. Keep it moving, man. Get your quarterback of the future and keep it going, man.
Okay. They're already on their way out to they're already out to California to meet the man. They already tried for their quarterback of the future. That man's name was Zach Wilson. We saw that man crash and burn. What the hell else are we supposed to say? They got to reach for something now, right? Becky calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Becky?
How you doing, JR?
I'm amazing. How about you?
I'm doing good. I agree with you on all the reasons why you say Aaron Rodgers is a good idea. He goes to the Jets. Just because it's going to be an absolute clown show. And as a Pack fan, I'm going to love to see that. But here's why I think it's a bad idea for the Jets. Is because he's got 1 foot in and 1 foot out the door. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He's a bad teammate. He's not a leader. And he's very selfish. And he's all into himself. And everybody thinks he's going to go to the Jets and just gel with all these young people. It's going to take time. Look at what it did last year. He doesn't know all these people. So I say the Jets make the playoffs and lose in the first round because he's not beating Mahomes. He's in a tough AFC. He can't even get through the NFC.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun because it'll be a disaster. I love
exactly.
A good one. Hey, thank you, Becky.
I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Appreciate you for calling from Green Bay. Hey, Shep, what's Amy doing?
Oh, Marco was kind enough to leave his spot and check. Oh. Amy is recording an interview at the moment.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
That's why she's amazing. She's amazing.
I wanted you and her to go back and forth, though. You guys would be great together.
But we can't force it now, can we?
Well, she'll be done with the interview sooner than later.
All right, we'll see. I may be done anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Happy I'm making stuff up now, which I shouldn't. I don't know why they're giving roses. International Women's Day. Women's Month. Shout out to all the women, like Becky, who we just spoke to. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'll get to some more of your calls. We're going to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I need to let you know. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. I'm going to give this award to somebody who got punched in the face, at least slapped across the face. He bled tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. His name is Anthony Davis. The Lakers beat the Grizzlies 112-103 on the same night that Pau Gasol had his number 16 jersey retired. And Anthony Davis, he dominated. 30 points on offense, but on the defensive side, 22 rebounds and 2 block shots. And then he was also able to ward off another injury. So I'm giving Anthony Davis the Defensive Player of the Week. Yeah, the week. Forget the night. The week. Anthony Davis defending against injuries is just a normal occurrence, and most times he fails. So good for him for sticking it through, a little punch to the face, a little slapped face, okay? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and try to get in as many of your calls as possible. Let's talk to Maya from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I need a hug. Man. Uh-oh. I knew the situation with Lamar was going to get out of hand, but I just said I wouldn't believe it until I saw it. And my thing is, now where do they go?
Well, it's not done yet. I mean, that's the nature of it. They can still figure out a deal. He can negotiate with someone else, albeit I don't think anybody knows who he will negotiate with. And so we got time to see what will happen here with Lamar. You got a whole off season to go. It's still early.
I'm not talking about the Lamar thing. I'm talking about the Ravens as a franchise. I just think this makes them look bad on a lot of levels. Why would other players trust or want to come, or they see this going on and it's like,
well, it's called money. Most players running around don't have an MVP to their name. Most players running around are going to have to take a check. I think even for the Ravens, and I wasn't responding just to Lamar's future, I think it holds for the Ravens as well. You know, moving on into the future, a lot of it is going to hinge on what takes place over the next several weeks and the next several months. So I know you need a hug. If I was in Maryland, I'd give you one right now. I think we just got to be a little bit more patient. I'd be happy knowing that at least you're going to get clarity on all of this. It's been a 2-year situation trying to figure it all out with Lamar. Appreciate you, Maya. Thank you for calling from Maryland. You've been waiting 2 years. What's another few months to get some clarity? Well, what's the big deal? Barry's calling from Boston. What's up, Barry?
Not much. How are you, brother?
Good. What's up?
Happy March 8th. It happens to be the day that I was born.
Happy birthday.
And thank you, brother. And good. I would love a birthday wish would be to bring Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, which might happen. And I know this is an unrealistic present, but to bring Tom Brady to the Miami Dolphins, because we have the Dolphins twice. We have the Jets twice a year. That would be phenomenal.
Okay. So you want everybody to return so the New England Patriots could whip on that ass?
Well, I don't think the Patriots are going to whip on their ass at all, because the Patriots are not there. But I would love to see, because it would bring football. I mean, football, the past 20 years, as far as New England is concerned, has been unbelievable. Right. The 20 years before that, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, that's a benefit. You got younger people who have no idea about the pain. You have older people who know the pain but can remember the past 20 years. And so I don't care if you're young or old. You ain't got too much to complain about up in New England.
That's so true. That's so true, brother.
All right. Well, happy birthday. What you doing for your birthday?
I'm hanging out. One of my daughter's sleeping upstairs, and that's why I'm kind of trying to be quiet. You know, and, okay. Everything's good.
Good, Barry. Hey, listen, enjoy your family. Nothing like it, okay?
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Barry, for calling from Boston. Enjoy that birthday, man. Have a good old birthday. That we got here. Derek is in San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR? Hey, so I heard about the tag, right, on Jackson. Yeah. And then I heard about the Dolphins. And so in basketball, I've heard that there's been, like, say, three team trades, right? Like, what if is it possible in the NFL to, like, say, like, have, like, a three-team trade, right? So
I cannot recall, but humor me. Go ahead.
Okay. Like, so let's say Jackson goes to Miami, right? They want two first-round picks. So say the Dolphins send Tua to the Texans for, like, you know, like a
bag of potato chips.
Well, or, like, you know, like a first overall draft pick, right? And then so then they have an additional first overall draft pick to give back to the Ravens for that trade. You know what I mean? I don't know.
So
I just,
we have had. I didn't pay attention to the latter part of what you said because it sounded unrealistic. We have had three team trades in the NFL, and it's been absolutely wild. Herschel Walker was a three team trade. Eric Dickerson was. I don't know if that's going to be in the cards here, though.
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, so is Mixon on the Bengals? Is that the same guy who keeps, like, getting into trouble?
Define getting into trouble. There was an incident, I should say, I believe, where he allegedly put hands on someone else. Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, it happened again.
Well, we don't know the full details of what took place now. I mean, we only found this out last night.
Well, I gotcha. I just, I kind of hope that, you know, these players don't get too much, like, special treatment, right?
Derek, I just hope that people can behave whether you're in the NFL or not. I hear you. And Joe Mixon, it was only last month a warrant was issued for his arrest, one count of aggravated menacing in February. Alleged Mixon pointed a gun at a woman in downtown Cincinnati. Prosecutor told the judge, we need an additional investigation. Yeah, so there's issues going on, unfortunately. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Beck?
Hey, how's it guys doing? I like the idea, but this Uber show, maybe you could do it with one of those AI drivers that you experienced out in Phoenix.
You want me to do a show in the back of a vehicle that is autonomous?
Yeah, that was the whole joke, I guess, when I heard you guys were talking about it. You didn't mention that, but you mentioned that weeks ago when you were in Phoenix, so I thought that would be kind of funny. Maybe 4 hours, you can get to Tallahassee, I think, would be from Atlanta is around 4 hours.
Maybe further out towards the coast. No, thanks. I like a human being to be driving a vehicle.
No, we get that. The Escalades with the extra room and a real driver, that's the way to go.
It is. Thank you. What else
you got? Shout out to FSU and the Cowgirls with A-Rod maybe going to the Jets. Why would he keep living in Brett Favre's shadows? Obviously, if he does go there, there's not going to be that maybe Cowgirl FSU situation of when Brett Favre was there. But
Are you referring to my friend Jennifer Sturger?
Yes,
I've worked with Jen, and she has a name, and so now that you know that, we can call her by her name.
I was getting a joke because I was at Florida State in 2004 with her when the Cowgirls. That's why I mentioned.
Well, that's fine, but we can. I don't know that. You don't know that. I know her. You know her. It don't matter. My point is, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is thinking about Brett Favre. I don't think this man has thought about this dude since he left and he got the job. I think he's trying to decide, and I think we can listen to every word that's come out of his mouth over the past 3 years. He's into himself. I don't know if there's a capacity for him to think about anybody else in the process. And so whether it's Brett Favre and what he did or did not do with the Jets, or what happened with Jen, or going and falling apart and then going to Minnesota, we've heard it all before. I came across a joke that said, oh, okay, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, then we already know it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to wake up one day after that and he's going to be a Minnesota Viking. Well, I mean, not so damn fast. He ain't thinking about nobody but himself. Caleb, you're going to get the last word for tonight. You're calling from Maine. What's up?
Hey, what's good, man? I just wanted to weigh in on that Aaron Rodgers thing. Definitely believe it's a good decision for him to go to the Jets.
You sound like you're getting abducted by aliens, Caleb. I got to let you go. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Am I breaking up?
Now you're here. You got to talk fast, man. Go ahead.
All right, word. I was just going to weigh in on that Aaron Rodgers thing real quick. I just believe that if he stays healthy and he wants to play football, that the Jets should definitely acquire him because that's definitely the missing piece of their team.
Okay.
But
they certainly – well, they certainly
– wanted
well, we, to – well, well, Caleb, I got to – I said quickly, I got to go. I'm sorry your phone stunk, brother. I got about a few seconds before I got to shut the hell up. That's right, Shep. I got to shut up soon, right?
No, you don't. We just have to unfortunately turn off your mic.
Well, damn, tell me how you really feel.
We don't want to. I don't want to.
It's just how it is. Roddy Dangerfield, ain't no respect.
Hey, man, you're coming on in 20 hours from now.
It's too far away.
Like, with a pretty good top six list from what I hear.
And we're going to talk about the top six teams that need a QB. We'll get there. All right, folks, listen, we're done. Shep is going to make me shut up, and Amy's going to come on through next. You just heard him. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me in the interim, go ahead and find me at JR Sport Brief. New top six tomorrow. Thank you, Shep, for an amazing night. We're done here. The JR Sport Brief show is a wrap, but don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's amazing, absolutely amazing. She's coming up next.
Cheers from Blinds.com. We're celebrating over a quarter century of best-dressed windows by giving you up to 50% off everything. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale now. Upgrade your home with shutters, curtains, or eco-friendly shades. They even have motorized solar shades for your patio. Picking the perfect window treatments is easy with Blinds.com's free expert design help. Sit back and relax while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout. They'll do the rest. And no matter how many you order, installation is one low cost. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to a store. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com's anniversary sale now through March 15th. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Custom made easy since 1996. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right.
Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know, crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free.